Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I worship you and praise you and thank you for the beautiful day that you've given us. I ask you, Father, as the Word of God goes out today, I ask you to bless it to everyone that'll hear it. And may you use the Word of God in a mighty way to bring people to a closer relationship with you, that they may know who you are and the mighty things that you have done for us. Lord, it's so great to know you and to love you and to serve you and know who we are in Christ. May you reveal it to the people as they hear your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. This week, I'm going to start teaching on the book of 1 Peter. I think that this Bible is the most awesome book I have ever studied. I don't think that. I know that. This book is so great and so magnificent. And when you get a hold of who you are and what you can do in the name of Jesus, it absolutely makes life wonderful. I am now beginning to understand what the Lord says when he says, I came to give you life and give it to you abundantly over there in John 10:10. You look at that and you think most Christians never, ever get a hold of what it really means to live the abundant life. I thought I knew what it meant, but I didn't, because I'm just now beginning to get a grasp, just a tiny little grasp, on what it means to walk in the abundant life. But Peter here is going to tell us some magnificent things, and I want you to listen as we talk about 1 Peter today. Starting with chapter 1, verse 1, it says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, the elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. So he's writing this to the church, writing this to the churches scattered throughout all of these different places. This grace, this magnificent grace that we have received, this free grace that God has given us, that he paid dearly for, so that we could enjoy this magnificent grace, so that we could be saved, so we could be healed, so we could be delivered from the forces of darkness. Oh, if you ever get a hold of what it really means to receive this free grace, if you get a hold of what grace really is and what Christ had to pay so you could walk in this grace, your goal will never, ever, ever be to sin again. Now, too many people today have tried to think, well, we're living under grace, so we have the freedom to sin. We can go do all kinds of things. We can live with some other person out of wedlock. Or you can be a pervert. You can live with a person of like sex, and you're going to be okay. It seems like we've been taught all these things, but I'm going to tell you that's not what this book says. This book says those that commit perverse things, perversion, those that commit sexual immorality, those that lie, that steal, that cheat, even those that live in unbelief shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So I'm telling you, grace, it came at a tremendous cost. It cost Jesus his life. He was beaten and bruised, and he did that for you and me. When I got a hold of what the King did for me so that I could receive by grace, by faith, the grace that was his, that he gave to me, once I got a hold of this, I did never want to sin again. I want to walk holy before the Lord. And if the Lord is really in you, if this magnificent grace is in you, the grace of God, Jesus Christ, the righteous, if he's in you, you will want to walk holy before him. I'm telling you, whatever you do, walk holy before God. Because in chapter 1, verse 3, Peter says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." That's awesome to think what he done for us. That's why Peter could say, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ," because Peter understood what he had in Christ. And that's what I didn't understand for so many years, but I'm now getting a hold of it just a tiny bit, and praise the King what I have in Christ. Verse 4, "To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." Wow, an inheritance. An inheritance that's incorruptible and undefiled. Think about that. And that it cannot fade away, and it's reserved in heaven for you. If you're a born-again Christian, these things all belong to you. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's so easy to accept Jesus and come into the kingdom of God. Receive the free gift that Christ paid for you on the cross so you can be free. No, praise the Lord. This inheritance that's incorruptible and undefiled, it is absolutely reserved for you and me in heaven. It says, "To those of us who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." The power of God is kept through faith or trust in the Word of God. Now then, faith is the most awesome thing that you will find in this book. Faith or trust in what is written in this book. When you get to where you can trust this book, you won't never have another sick day. You won't never sin again. You will walk holy before God. You will strive with all of your being to walk in obedience to His Word. And you'll trust the promises of this book. And you won't have to worry about being sick. You won't need an insurance policy in your last days. You won't have to be concerned about spending your life's savings on some kind of a hospital or a doctor. You won't need one. Oh, glory to God. Praise the King when I learned these things. What a privilege to be 65 years old and have learned these mighty things and not had one single sick day in the last 20 years. Praise the King. It is so awesome to learn these things. It says, "Wherein you greatly rejoice." I mean to tell you, you can greatly rejoice when you get a hold of these things. He says, "Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations." Well, let me tell you, that enemy is out there. He's going to do everything he can to tempt you. Now, the book of James clearly tells us that God tempts no man with evil, but the devil, he's the tempter, and we are the ones that yield to him. We do not have to yield to him. But he said that we are going to be tested. We are going to have very many different kinds of temptations. And he said this is the reason God allows those things to come upon you. In verse 7, he says that the trial of your faith, or the testing of your faith, will, which he says, being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now then, if you realize that all the trials and tests, the temptations that are coming upon you, are to try you and to test you, to make you a better person of faith, when you get a hold of this, you will stand on the Word of God, knowing that the King is allowing the enemy to tempt you and to test you. And when you get a hold of this, you will come through these trials and tests because you will stand on these mighty promises of God's Word. You will not allow the enemy to deceive you or defeat you in no way, form, or fashion. So when you walk in this, praise the King, you will be able to see great and mighty things come to pass. That's just like here a while back. I told a man that had been coming to my church a while, he came down with a stroke. Now, he'd had some unforgiveness and some bitterness there, and he had to get rid of that. But in the process, he had opened the door. He had had a stroke. The enemy came in. I told him, I said, if you will repent and you will get right before God, I said, then after you've repented, if you'll stand in faith, no doctors, trust the Lord, take His Word, meditate on His Word, I said, if you'll do that, God will completely heal you, and it won't cost you any money. This man went to a doctor to get a confirmation after he couldn't hardly talk, his mouth was all drawn down, and he was paralyzed on one side. The doctor clearly told him that what he had was a stroke, and he needed serious medication. He told him, no, he was going home and trust God. Now, then you got to really believe this book to do this. But Ray, the man's name was Ray, he goes home, him and his wife, they take the scriptures, they begin to pin them all over the walls, they begin to quote them, begin to listen to them, begin to praise God, begin to thank God for His promises. And as they did, over the next 5 months, that man completely 100% recovered from a stroke. He stood on God's Word. But let me tell you, the thing to do is don't give the devil legal right. When the devil comes to you to put any kind of sickness and disease upon you, fight him with the Word. Resist him with the Word. Hide the Word in your heart. Don't wait till the sickness comes upon you to try to start learning the Word. You need to start learning the Word now, before the sickness comes. Because if you wait till you're 40, 50, 60 years old, and then you start trying to learn God's Word after the sickness has come upon you, it's very difficult to win your battle. The best thing to do is start reading the Word, trusting the Word, stand on the Word, and you will get to see God do some great and mighty things. So just think of what Peter's telling us here. These are mighty things that He has given us. Just think. He says that the trials of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, although the gold perish, He said, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Wow. Praise the King. We'll continue right here tomorrow in 1 Peter. I'd like to invite you to contact us via our website, www.tlsm.org. There you'll be able to listen to these programs again, or you'll be able to order any kind of video or audio tapes that you like. We send all of our material out free and postpaid, and if it blesses you, you can send us a donation. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. You have a blessed day today, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.